The Redcliffe Band has been working for more than a decade to remove some of those barrels, which were quietly unloaded by order of the DOD into Lake Superior near Duluth. It happened during the Cold War years between 1958 and 1962. The 55-gallon drums contain ammunition parts from the Honeywell Munitions Plant in the Twin Cities. 2 years ago, Redcliffe was able to raise 25 of the barrels, but had to stop when they found 22 contained small but active cluster bomb detonators, 15,000 in all. Now they're in the process of hiring a firm to complete a draft investigation report. That report could determine if they'll raise more drums. Tribal project manager Gary Defoe says raising another 45 barrels will give them a good sampling, but he's not sure when that can happen.
At this point, that's hard to say. We're going to wait till we get the results back. You know, we still would like to reach our goal of 70 and possibly get the chemical components of the M5 propellant tested, for sure.
Defoe says it's hard to say if the Army Corps of Engineers will agree or if more funding will come from the Department of Defense. In any case, Redcliffe spokesman Frank Kane says they consider it their duty to protect Lake Superior.
Redcliffe has a strong connection to fishing and to water. And because it is in ceded territory, Redcliffe is in an excellent position to make sure that the resources are available for everyone.
So far, the DOD has paid Redcliffe $3.3 million to locate, remove, and study the barrels. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.